Actuarial Advice and the Actuarial Control Cycle. This first track considers the different clients that actuaries may need to advise or communicate with, and other stakeholders. It also considers the professionalism framework of the IFOA. In addition, in this track, we will discuss the actuarial control cycle. Firstly, let's consider the clients that actuaries might advise or provide information to in the private sector. Who might they advise for an insurance company?
Policyholders and prospective policyholders, the board of directors, the insurer's shareholders and creditors, and the insurer's investment managers and auditors.
Who might they advise for a benefit scheme?
Members and their dependents, sponsors, trustees, and the scheme's investment managers and auditors.
Who might they advise more generally in relation to a company?
The employer and employees, and any sponsors of capital projects. Actuaries may also advise banks. In the public sector, actuaries may advise central and local government departments and related organisations.
What four areas might actuaries advise the government on?
1. Setting legislation relating to financial products and benefit schemes. 2. Monitoring adherence to this legislation. 3. Funding of state benefit provision. 4. Monitoring the funding of state benefit provision.
Where the actuary is providing advice, it is important to identify all stakeholders and the impact of the actuary's advice on all stakeholders, and not just the impact on the actuary's client. That said, a sense of proportion is needed, as some stakeholders will be more important than others.
Before an actuary advises a client, it is important to gather information to enable the actuary to fully understand the client's position.
What information will the actuary seek?
Factual information, for example, information in the public domain, such as accounts and the client's website. The annual accounts and statements may also include information on the client's risk appetite. And subjective information in relation to the client's background, ethical position, and culture.
At all times, the actuary should be aware of any conflicts of interest. Give an example of a conflict of interest between an employer providing a benefit scheme and the scheme's trustees.
The employer will be focused on costs. For example, they might seek lower contributions to minimise the opportunity cost of funds being held in the pension scheme rather than available to use in the business. Whereas trustees will be focused on ensuring the security of member and would prefer higher contributions.
What are the three different types of advice an actuary can be asked to give?
Factual, indicative, and recommendations.
What should the actuary bear in mind when giving advice so that the clients can make a decision?
The need to explain to the client the reasoning behind the assumptions that the actuary has made. The implications of alternative assumptions and solutions on the client and other stakeholders.
What additional factor needs to be considered where the actuary is responsible for making a business decision?
There's a danger that the actuary will take decisions based on their own conclusions, so further advice and peer review should be sought, and the rationale behind the decision properly documented.
The Institute and Faculty of Actuaries professionalism framework ensures that members meet appropriate standards by defining requirements in which three forms?
1. Professional conduct, as set out in the actuary's code. 2. Technical and ethical standards. 3. The actuarial quality framework.
The technical actuarial standards include TAS 100, setting out the general principles for technical actuarial work. What are the names of the three specific TASs?
1. TAS 200, insurance. 2. TAS 300, pensions. 3. TAS 400, funeral plan trusts.
Let's now consider the actuarial control cycle. What are the five stages in the actuarial control cycle?
specifying the problem, developing the solution, monitoring the experience, the general commercial and economic environment, and professionalism.
In exam questions, what should you be including in your answer under each of the actuarial control cycle stages? For example, specifying the problem.
You should specify an example objective. Identify key risks and suggest possible courses of action for handling these risks.
Developing the solution?
You need to cover models. Suggest an appropriate model to use and give examples of the assumptions needed. Also state that you would need to consider the implications of the model results on all stakeholders. You may want to suggest alternative solutions.
Monitoring the experience?
This involves making the above model dynamic. So cover analysing the differences between actual and expected experience, whether such differences are one-off or recurring, and definitely mention feedback into the control cycle, for example by updating assumptions in the model or re-specifying the problem.
We've already mentioned professionalism. The general commercial and economic environment will be discussed in a later track.